Grace. Amen. One word. One awkward, uncomfortable word. How many of us have those words in our lives, right? Those words that have baggage. I know it sounds funny to even talk about words having baggage, but how many of us have those words that have baggage? Good or bad, it doesn't matter. Those words. Maybe it's the name of a street where you had a car accident. No matter what else happens on that street, anytime it's mentioned, you always remember. Or maybe it's the location, the place where your significant other proposed. It's a happy memory. And every time you think about it, every time that word is spoken, that place is said, those memories flood back. Maybe it's not a place or a name, but just a word. A word that has baggage, that seems to come along with it, that seems to be attached to it. A simple word. In many ways, when we hear the epistle reading and we hear Paul talking in our epistle lesson for today, we almost cringe at it, don't we? He uses that word. Why did he have to use that word? Why did he have to use the word slave? It has baggage that comes with it. The NIV tries to get around it. It tries to use the word servant instead of the word slave. And unfortunately, when they do that, something is lost in the midst of translation. No, the best word here seems to be that word slave. Well, not quite. It would be that word without the 21st century baggage that kind of comes with that word. But the more pure meaning of what it actually means, that's what Paul intends to say here as he constructs his argument. But his argument doesn't start here. His argument actually starts before. You see, Paul is actually constructing an argument as he writes to this church in Rome. And the argument goes all throughout the book. However, it kind of culminates, at least partially, right there in chapter 6, verse 1. And he says, should we keep on sinning so that grace may abound? By no means. But you got to understand, see, Paul is kind of anticipating an argument. And here's kind of the way the argument goes. Grace is a good thing, isn't it? We like grace. Grace is great. How wonderful grace is. And if God gives to us grace every time we sin, every time we make mistakes, shouldn't we then just keep on doing bad things? Why can't we just do a bunch of bad things? Because then God will give us a bunch of grace. And isn't a bunch of grace good? To which Paul replies, by no means. Absolutely not. And he follows this up by saying, you are a baptized child of God, right? You were baptized into the very death of Jesus Christ. Into his very death. His death became your death, and his life became your life. And so as we go on living, we live in a sanctified way. Right? The Holy Spirit works in us for that holy living. As we talked a little bit about this last week, if you caught that sermon, we talked about what that word sanctified and sanctification means. And here Paul kind of uses it. And so that's kind of the setup as we get to today's passage, where Paul says, if you're a sanctified child of God, you don't just keep on sinning. You're either a slave to unrighteousness or you are a slave to righteousness. Now allow me to kind of give you a little bit of an illustration to kind of demonstrate what Paul is kind of saying here. Imagine, if you will, you're driving in your car. You're driving in your car and you reach a crossroad. Now, there's no side of the road. You can't pull off the side of the road. Your car is running just fine and there's a bunch of people behind you honking the horn, right? You gotta go. You have to go. But if you take a right, you're gonna go to St. Louis. If you take a left, you're gonna go to Chicago. One or the other. You have to go. You go in one direction or the other. Now, let's say you take a left and you head up to Chicago. You don't get to drive around in Chicago and go, yay, I'm in St. Louis. And the same thing goes the other direction. You don't get to drive to the right, go all the way to St. Louis, drive around, and then say, yay, I'm in Chicago. Even if you find yourself in an old Chicago restaurant and you're sitting there in the seat, it's an old Chicago restaurant, you're still in St. Louis. You're still in St. Louis. And that's kind of what Paul is saying. The Holy Spirit brings us to faith. He brings us to a point of faith. You can reject the Holy Spirit. And if you reject the Holy Spirit, you are unrighteous. No matter what you do, no matter how much you try to do or try to accomplish, even if you do a bunch of good works, they are still laced with the sin of your ancestor. They are still laced with the original sin of Adam and Eve. You are still a sinner. You are still unrighteousness. On the other hand, if the Holy Spirit brings you to faith, and in that faith you cling tightly to the very cross of Christ, even as you go about this life, even if you have a sanctified life, right, as you work and you try to do the best of your ability and you try to do good things, are you still going to sin? Absolutely. You are still going to be a sinner. You are still sinful and unclean. However, in faith, through Christ, you have received grace. You received the true forgiveness of sins. Your sins have been let go. All of this is yours through Jesus Christ. So no matter which way you go, that's where you are. But all of it, at least on the faith side, done through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in you. He brings you to faith. And it's in that faith that you cling tightly to the cross. Now, notice, we've got to be a little careful with our language here, because we could say, well, you accept Jesus. And that is certainly true. But even in that acceptance of Jesus, it is through the working of the Holy Spirit. Our sanctified life, our living, and living in that holy way is done through the work of the Holy Spirit. It is through that Holy Spirit that we cling so tightly to the cross of Christ. And our identity is found in Him. For in baptism, we are baptized into His death and into His resurrection. And so it is that through Christ we have it all. Through Christ we have forgiveness. Through Christ we have salvation. And yes, through Christ we have eternal life. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.